سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاف، يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفيم والجاف، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة والنار.
Qadir Hadith and its nature.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wa'idhin al-Shirazi, who of the Sunni ulama has written that the Sahaba broke their pledge? Simply vain talking won't do.
I am not merely talking. My argument is completely logical. The companions broke their pledge a number of times. They broke the fealty for which the Prophet of Allah had commanded them. The most important was the pledge and fealty at Qadir Khum. All the Shia and Sunni ulama acknowledge that in the 10th of the Hijra year, the Prophet of Allah, returning from his last pilgrimage, gathered together all his companions at Qadir Khum on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah. Some of those who had gone ahead were called back by order of the Holy Prophet, and those who had lagged behind were awaited. Most of your ulama and the historians and the Shia sources give the figure of 70,000 people there, and some of your ulama, for instance, Tha'labi in his tafsir, Sibt ibn Jawzi in his Tadhkiratul Khasais al-Ummah fi Ma'rifatil A'immah, and others have written that there were 120,000 people gathered there. The Holy Prophet ordered a pulpit to be prepared. He mounted the pulpit and delivered a long sermon, a greater part of which contained the virtues and merits of the Commander of the Faithful. He recited most of the verses which had been revealed in praise of Ali and reminded the people of the holy rank of the vicegerency of the Commander of the Faithful. Then the Holy Prophet said, O you people, have I not the greater claim than you have on your lives? The reference is to the holy verse, the Prophet has a greater claim on the faithful than they have on themselves. Chapter 33, verse 6. The crowd with one voice shouted, Certainly, O Messenger of Allah. Then the Holy Prophet declared, Of whomsoever I am the Mawla, Master, this Ali is his Mawla. After this, he raised his hand and prayed to Allah. O Allah, be you a friend to him who is a friend to him, that is Ali, and be an enemy to him who is an enemy to him, Ali. Help him who helps him, and forsake him who forsakes him. Then a tent was pitched by the order of the Holy Prophet, who ordered the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, to sit in the tent. The whole Ummah was commanded to offer bay'ah to Ali. The Holy Prophet said that he gave this instruction in compliance with the command of Allah. The first one to offer allegiance on that day was Umar. Then Abu Bakr, Uthman, Talha and Zubair followed suit. And all these people continued offering allegiance for 3 days. That is, while the Holy Prophet remained there.
Can you believe that an event of such importance occurred as claimed by you and none of the prominent ulama have reported it?
I did not expect such a statement from you. The Qadir Khum affair is as clear as day, and no one but a begetted and obstinate person would invite ignominy by denying such an event. This important matter has been recorded by all your pious ulama in their authentic books. I should like to mention here some of the names of the authors and their books so that you may know that all your eminent ulama have relied on this hadith. 1. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Tafsir al-Kabir, Mafatih al-Ghayb. 2. Imam Ahmad Tha'labi, Tafsir Kashf al-Bayan. 3. Jalaluddin Suyuti, Tafsir Durul Manthur. 4. Abul Hasan Ali ibn Ahmad Nishaburi, Asbab al-Nuzul. 5. Muhammad ibn Jarir Tabari, Tafsir al-Kabir. 6. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym Isfahani, Ma Nazal min al-Quran fi Ali and Hilyat al-Awliya. 7. Muhammad ibn Ismail Bukhari, Tariq, Volume 1, page 375. 8. Muslim ibn Hajjaj Naishaburi, Sahih, Volume 2, page 325. 9. Abu Dawood Sijastani, Sunan. And 10. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Volume 4, page 281 and 371, and so many others. I have related the sources I could remember. But more than 300 of your prominent ulama have narrated the hadith of Qadir, the verses of preaching, Kamaluddin, perfection of religion, and the talk in the courtyard of the mosque on the authority of more than 100 companions of the Holy Prophet. If I were to relate the names of all these chroniclers, it would form a complete book. This much, however, is sufficient to prove that the hadith is unanimously accepted as true. Some of your great ulama have written books on this topic. For instance, the well-known commentator and historian of the 4th century Hijra, Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Jarir Tabari, died 310 after Hijra, gives complete details of the hadith of Qadir in his book Kitab al-Wilaya and has narrated it through 75 chains of transmission.